This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
I hope that you're all awakening to what is going on in our environment. I think that's part of our responsibility as social beings, is that we're to inform one another. It's not that when one has knowledge, he's to keep it to himself. Or we wouldn't have schools and education. We wouldn't have universities. We wouldn't have a whole variety of institutions that focus on informing people. Because there's no sense in you and I both experimenting on the same subject and taking a lot of money, time, energy, effort, etc., to discover the same thing. So information sharing is a sign of the development of the human condition. We are all subject to eating, sleeping, mating, defending, struggle for existence stuff. Everybody's got that. But above that is the awakening. Awakening of a consciousness, realization, our development of our values and our contribution to the human society. All of this that's going on is the interaction of the human element. As I've said before in our program, without compassion, you can't call yourself human. Because it's just the struggle for existence. It's just survival of the fittest. Compassion is where someone who is lesser than you, you don't take advantage of that. You still work honorably and beneficially, benevolently, for the better of everyone. Then you have the human condition. You're exhibiting the human condition. And so the education concept is based around informing the mass of human society of information that is relative to their existence that impacts upon their well-being or their perspective or their contribution. Now, for many, many years, I mean, we can go back thousands, libraries, orators, debate, soapbox preachers, what have you. All of these were attempts to spread information. The king, you know, hear ye, the king hereby declares. Spreading the information. And as we've gone into the modern world, started with newspapers, books, print it, distribute it. And it moved on now into everything's electronic. And we now have the problem that most of society, I hate to say 95%, but I'll say 90 without any queries. 90% of the people get their information from the television set. And they don't take the time to look at alternative sources of information to find out if that's true. And we have several generations now that have been all raised by the television set, and they think they know it all. And they think that their goals of life and their perspective on life are unshakable because I got it from the television set, and they wouldn't put that on there if it wasn't true. And now we've entered the world of illusion. You've seen animals morph into cars, transformers. You've seen everything under the sun. You've seen even the most rudimentary local advertising. Things morph into other things that it's totally impossible to happen. Yet you still have the faith that what is being said to you on the television is true. And this is the big reason we're sitting here. All of us have something to bitch about. All of us have some complaint. All of us have something they don't like. They're irritated by or frustrated with. Because they recognize that it's not all true. And that different people see things different ways and act differently, and it's not from a point of view of common knowledge, education, common sense. It's a matter of what they are watching on television. Now, the Vedic literature denounces this method of learning because there's no authority behind the information. You have assumed there is. And this is your downfall. This is the downfall of society. We're assuming that there's information where there's not. It's simply distraction. misinformation, distraction, illusion. Now, the Vedic literature says these are the things you are to avoid. You shouldn't waste time on misinformation. You shouldn't be distracted by things that have no impact whatsoever on your life. You should not be illusioned as to what is reality. Illusion is in everyone's home because everyone has a television. They go into a comatose condition and absorb the information as though it's factual. But let's look at who is the authority. Is there a real authority behind the television? No. Producers, directors, writers, corporate entities, corporate ownership, banking institutions, government institutions, all in the backside of what's coming through to you on the television, and you have made the, well, really fatal error that it's authoritative. The Vedic knowledge says, unless the information you're basing your opinion on, your understanding and interpretation upon, comes directly from God, you're illusioned. Everybody else can't give you the full story. They've got to be in the line of the Lord's benediction. They have to be empowered, if you will, with the insight and the commitment and the determination and the resolve that they will not adulterate the information, or it is not information any longer. We know of certain intelligence agencies that pride themselves on the fact that they put out a certain amount of disinformation. Governments now, they don't lie, they produce disinformation. And they're knowingly contaminating the facts, the truth, the real situation, with information that's been made up, concocted, to give you an interpretation that they want you to have. Well, the Supreme Lord is the other way around. He's living, acting, basing his interaction with you on truth and nothing else. He's being honest with you because he knows that's the only thing that carries the potency that's required for you to uplift your consciousness. And so by that method, he has established what is known as the disciplic succession, where one master imparts the knowledge to another. Now, for it to be bona fide, authoritative, it has to start with the Lord himself, and it does. The chain of disciplic succession that comes through the Vedic knowledge comes directly from the Lord to those empowered and select realized souls in the disciplic succession, so that what is delivered to you is unadulterated. There is nothing on television that you can confirm is unadulterated. I was listening to a short insert the other day talking about how documentaries are made. You think, documentary? Well, you just film it, record it, write it down, whatever. No. They're actually a method where they create documentaries and they put in so-called experts and so-called facts that make you draw the conclusion they want you to draw. They're not impartial, which is what the assumption is when you use the word documentary. We assume they're impartial, they're factual. They're documenting the subject. No, couldn't be further from the truth. Maybe originally, but no longer. They're all tainted to give you the understanding, point of view, social acceptance, whatever, of the subject, the way they want you to have it. So this is, everybody says, what is wrong with our society? My goodness, things are just coming apart. Everybody's doing crazy things. There's a lot of crazy people out there, etc., etc., etc. Why? Because they're being constantly, I mean that, constantly misinformed and disinformed and entrained into certain perspectives by the media. Now, the Vedic literature completely shuns the media, knowing it for what it is. It has nothing to do with truthfulness. It is not intended. It was originally intended to entertain. And now it doesn't do that anymore. You hear it constantly. Oh, there's nothing on. Just crap. Ugh, nothing to watch. And yet they still sit in front of it. Why do they do that? Why do people say there's nothing on and they still won't turn it off and walk away from it? The answer to that is because there is subliminals in the television that have entrained your subconscious to continue to wait and see if something interesting might come up shortly. Ever had that impression? Ever had that feeling while watching television? Oh, this show sucks, but I'll wait and see if it changes or something comes better. You're waiting in anticipation for the fulfillment you expected when you turned it on. And it doesn't come. 5 hours later, you're still going, oh, there's nothing on. And yet, we as humans, we're not being trained and educated and awakened to the predicament we're in. To the fact that we've had our minds' brainwave patterns altered to have that anticipatory perspective, hoping for something to come soon that's better. Now, this is why it's called comatose. There's got to be something wrong with the person that can't actually recognize their own behavior. If someone is not responsible for their own behavior, we usually call them mentally ill. But we have the situation where the people cannot stop and look at the fact that they're being bombarded with information that is not true, that is not entertaining, that is not beneficial to your life, and still you can't walk away from it. Now, that's a very clear symptom that there must be entrainment methods, subliminal messages, keeping you doing it, even though your conscious awareness says, there's nothing on. Television's crap. Nothing to watch. So the Vedic literature warns you away from artificial sources of information because there is no tangible benefit to you. Not because it matters to somebody else. It matters to the chain of spiritual masters. You have free will. You do what you will with it. And the information that's being spread on the planet, it can't be stopped. It's just nonsense. Everybody has the right to speak. Who is actually looking at what they're doing and saying there's got to be something more to this and finding it? And we have so many of these people that are arrogant and outspoken and disgusting in their values, morals, principles, outlook, and contribution to human society. And they get it all from the television set. And yet they won't walk away. Because the entrainment process is more thorough and submerging. So what hope is there for a society that's addicted to something that's not good for them? The Vedic knowledge says this will bring disaster. It says that if you become a contaminant and illusioned and irrational about your activities and what you're doing, and you're unable to make any correction to them, you will fall to the lower species of life. We're not talking about you're going to have economic problems, you're going to have food problems, you're going to have water problems, you're going to have government problems. We're not talking about that. We're talking about you're going to take birth in a lower species of life. Now, there's 8,400,000 species of life. And the human form of life is considered one of the top most. How about fish that you could hold 50 in the palm of your hand? What kind of life have they got? They still have a life, but they've misused or they haven't earned the opportunity to have a human form of life and all this freedom and independence and opportunity. Now, you may have earned all that, but what are you doing? Sitting in front of the television set. This is the state of irrationalism that the human society has brought itself to by miseducation and acceptance of a tool that's meant to make you subservient to the system. And the system is herding and controlling the people like cattle. It's not about you attaining your dreams and getting full facilities to express yourself or to innovate your life. We think we have that. These ridiculous universities, they've become so much a part of the problem now. Universities are a major part of the human problem now. They're out there preaching, it's all, you can do anything. You can make your own world. You know, this is retarded. if you could make your own world, you would make it very beautiful and very happy and very compassionate and kind, very wonderful for everyone to participate in, full of joy and beauty, bliss, knowledge, love. And that ain't happening. You can't even find that at the university. So this is a situation. They're falsely propaganda. That's false propaganda that you will achieve something if you come to this school that you won't actually achieve. And they say, oh, that's okay. It's advertising. That means it's lying. So advertising is lying. And you watch television and it's submerged in advertising. And you think you're not influenced. This is the most amazing part. The people think they're not influenced. Oh, I'm okay. I'm critically watching. I'm not emotionally involved. It's not impacting on my opinion. I'm well aware of these subjects. Old horse pucky. Everybody is affected. This is the magic of the spoken word, the miracle of the human experience. We can influence one another. We can assist one another. We can share feelings, emotions, experiences, etc. And you are impacted. It doesn't matter if you think you are or not. You are. So you live in a denial that opens the door for programming that makes you ignorant. And you miss the opportunities that are actually here that are presented by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and material nature as his agent, providing with you with a body, education, resources, potency, desires, determination, intelligence, etc., etc. So where it's really coming from, where all of the ingredients for life that you actually need are coming from, is from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's providing this manifestation. He's providing these material bodies. He's providing you uninterrupted self-consciousness, individual consciousness. He's not taking your independence away from you. And you, therefore, you say, see yourself as an independent being. What really matters to you is provided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by society, not by the infrastructure. It's not being provided by these educations, these councils, the government, protection from the police, yada, yada, yada. None of this is really happening from them. It's the support method that's being employed, and very tragically poorly wrong, but it's still the support system that the Lord has instigated. Now, when it comes to spiritual knowledge, he's not leaving it over to man's misconceptions. He's not leaving over to man's control and change. He's got a chain of empowered, special, spiritual entities, self-realized souls that take birth and protect the Vedic knowledge and provide it available to you for when you finally wake up that they're programming you instead of educating you and you want to know where is real knowledge. Real knowledge is to be found at the feet of the Lord. In authorized scriptures, there is no scripture that carries anywhere near the level of information or the purity and potency of the Vedic knowledge. The Vedic scriptures are untainted. That's called the spotless scriptures. Nothing is allowed in that contaminates it. No materialistic conceptions, no materialism, no illusions, no deceptions. Nothing is allowed. And this is what the spiritual masters do. They watch and they protect and they distribute Vedic knowledge. So anyone who begins to wake out of their comatose state sitting in front of the television watching nothing on, they need Vedic knowledge. Because otherwise you're going to get a different version or somebody else's version of what they saw on the television translated and fed back to you. We're in a contaminated society. The entire consciousness of the society is contaminated by the television set, which is being controlled by corporates and governments and individuals, all fallible, all with their own agenda, and all trying to make money and work off of you. The Vedic knowledge is the other way. The Vedic knowledge is teaching you what is humility, teaching you what is surrender, teaching you what is knowledge, teaching you about who you are and what your capabilities are and how you can achieve supreme perfection. Now you're talking about things that matter. Now you're talking about things that uplift the consciousness of yourself, those around you, the society in general. This cures the disease of misconception and illusion propagated now by the society as it's learned it from the television. Vedic knowledge is information of the transcendental world, the personal activities, pastimes, entourage, associates, paraphernalia, etc., of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His glories, his activities, his potencies, his past examples of activities, the numerous times he's incarnated to stop the society from going awry. All totally amazing, transcendental information of the highest order. And it's very enlivening and purifying to your heart. It lifts you from this depression. It lifts you from this confusion. It lifts you from this arrogance and anger and frustration. And everybody's getting it. So we've got a problem. The real problem here is that we haven't awakened to the fact we have a problem. We're still thinking that the television is an innocent, innocuous machine. It's there to entertain and inform. Absolutely not. It is to program you. And it's programming you in such a way that you're in anxiety. You're not full of love and benevolence and kindness and peace because the society is literally coming apart. Externally, it looks like society's normal. But if you look at even a fraction under the surface, it's full of anxiety, deception, cheating, lying, confusion. You can't be comfortable. You can't be peaceful in that environment only if you're in total denial. Otherwise, you would be. You must be agitated by the injustices, the illegalities, the criminal acts, cruelty that man is inflicting. You would be upset by it, but you're not. You're in denial. Ah, it doesn't matter. So what? They kill a billion chickens a month. So what? You're not even looking at it. They kill, what, 3.5 million baby calves every year. And well, so what? It's okay. You know, I didn't have to do it. I didn't watch. The whole thing is cruelty. The whole thing is for economics, sacrificing lives for economics. When you come to that point, you're not actually contributing to the human experience anymore. You've degraded yourself to the animalistic concept, and your future is very dark. Vedic knowledge says you will take birth in the lower species. And we have a society that is running rapidly, as fast as it can, to lower concepts, lowest common denominator, lowest level of future. We're not planning for the future. We're denying it because we know we've been doing terrible things. And if you do get the reactions to your actions, it ain't good. So let's live in denial. And look, we have a society that's preoccupied with anything they can get their hands on to not have to take a look at what they're doing and admit what they're doing and correct their misbehavior. You don't have to have somebody sitting there over your shoulder telling you that was bad. You know. You have a conscience. But it takes courage and it takes faith and determination to pick yourself up out of this nonsense and out of the illusory impacts upon your life and act as a responsible human being. Take responsible for yourself, encourage others to be responsible for themselves, and stand up for the truth at every possible opportunity. And stop the lying and the cheating and the deception. There's a movement going on that is saying that the changes that are happening in our solar system and the movements of our planets, that the humans are going to be blessed with psychic powers and that we would be unable to lie to one another. Oh, what a wonderful day. And would that put paid to a few people that think they're kings, that think they're ultra important, the arrogant, the evil, the disgusting people at the top? We could actually tell knowingly, absolutely know when they're lying? Wouldn't that help? If we could just see the truth from the lies. life would be a positive, beautiful experience with a great future ahead.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.